You're listening to Fact or Fiction.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Fact or Fiction. I'm Muggsy Thompson here with my co-host,
Abby Duddy.
This week, we're going to talk about stereotypes in high school, whether they're true or false, compare them to communications, because, you know, we're completely different over here. So let's start it off. The first one, we have the jock. You know how, like, there's that popular boy in school that's quarterback of the football team or point guard for the basketball team. He's popular. What is your take on the jock, on this, how they're portrayed in movies and stuff like that?
I mean, it's definitely different here because we don't even have sports. So it's like all the jocks from their home high schools, and there's not really, I mean, most people at CHS probably don't even know, like, any of the sports anyways. Like, they probably have no idea what we're talking about when we talk about sports.
That's true.
And they think that it's strange that, like, I have some friends that are like, how can you do sports and all the work we have here? And it's like, how can you not? Like, I don't understand why it's so difficult.
Yeah, that's true. Compared to, like, how we both go to Manasquan. Like, almost everyone in Manasquan is a jock. They all play sports. So it's, like, not really, I feel like they over-portray it in movies and stuff like that. There's always that one guy that's amazing at sports. Where, in reality, it's kind of everyone's athletic. Everyone's either good at sports. But, yeah, communications, no one's athletic, pretty much. It's just, like, oh, if you're good at a lot of sports, people are surprised.
Yeah, I know. I remember, like, they tried to make, like, sports teams for CHS, and they came up with, like, a Quidditch team.
Exactly. Like, it's not a sport. Not a real sport, but exactly. So, I mean, the jock is just kind of iffy about communications.
I mean, there's definitely, but you can tell, like, all the jocks, like, come together. Like, all of, like, for example, like, there's one boys table where it's, like, all the guys that are, like, really athletic and do sports, they all come together because they understand each other better. And, like, everyone else is, like, they don't understand sports. So you can't even, like, hold a conversation with them about anything that has to do with athletics because they have no idea what you're talking about.
That's true. It's, like, in communication, it's kind of like you, all the athletic people kind of just stick together because they talk about sports and stuff like that, where a lot of people in communications, most of them don't really know any sports, so it's always quiet here. And, like, in Madison High School, everyone's talking about college basketball or, like, what happened in pro sports, stuff like that. So I feel like it's a lot different at Madison High School.
Yeah, it definitely is. And also consider, because we don't have sports, there's not, like, anyone that's the best. Like, nobody actually knows how good anybody is because they don't see them play. Like, we don't know who the best, like, football player in our school is or anything like that. We don't have anyone that's, like, the best at anything. We don't have the best tennis player. We don't have the best football player, soccer player, nothing, because none of us see any of them play.
Exactly. It's kind of like, oh, you play a sport. I guess that's good because, like, you don't really know how good they are and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, the jock is kind of not important in communications high school. And really at Manasquan or, like, normal high schools in general, because everyone plays sports. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm good at lacrosse, but, like, and someone else is good at tennis and stuff like that. So it's not like one specific person sticks out. So.
Yeah, it's really not. I don't know.
So it's pretty false, I gotta say. How about the popular girls and boys in high school? What do you think about how they always got their posses rocking, walking around with them and stuff like that?
Other high schools, that's definitely a big thing. And I think it's big here, too, but just in different ways. Like, I think popular is different at CHS than it is at other schools. Like, popular at other schools is, like, the cheerleader or, like, the party girl. And here, it's more of just, like, it comes down to personality a lot and just really, like, who you associate yourselves with. Because we don't have cheerleaders. We don't have any of that kind of stuff. It's not like there's a popular jock because we don't really have sports teams. So it's definitely different at CHS than it is at other schools. I don't know.
That's true. I mean, like, yeah, normal high school is, it's like, there's that popular kid. Everyone knows his name. Everyone knows who he is, where he's from, and stuff like that. Where communications, it's just, like, you find your own little, like, friend group, and you just stick with them, and it's not really, like, popular kid or boy. Like, you'll be popular in your group, but, yeah, I feel like communications don't really cares about popularity and stuff like that. It's more just, where do you fit in? Where, like, a normal high school mask one's like, oh, how many followers do you have on Twitter? How many friends do you have on Facebook? Like, do you go to the most parties and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's a big thing. I mean, like, normal high schools, they kind of measure each other and try and, like, compare themselves to each other, seeing who's popular, who's cooler, and stuff like that, where communication is just like, oh, who's, like, more different, who's weirder. Like, you kind of want to stand out on your own, in your own personal group.
Yeah.
Or, like, in mask one, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, who drinks the most and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, you must be real cool and popular and stuff like that, going to most parties.
I mean, other schools, I think it's, like, who conforms the most to everybody else. Like, everyone is the same, and, like, if you are the same as everybody else, then you are considered cool. But here, it's almost like, the weirder you are, the more different you are, the more you stand out and the popular you are. Because most kids at our school, they aren't involved in, like, the party scene, so they don't find it cool if you're like, oh, I go out every weekend. It's like, oh, really cool. Like, because most people here are nerds and they stick around and they don't go out every weekend. They're not doing that kind of stuff. So
that's true.
Then that's not, they don't consider that popular.
Yeah, like a lot of my friends in my hometown, they're like, oh yeah, we always gotta go out on the weekends, we gotta find something to do. Whereas like friends from communications are always just relaxing home, watching movies, or just go over to other friends' house. Where yeah, normal high school is kind of like, oh, let's go out, let's go find stuff to do, hang out with other people from other towns and stuff like that, to keep like the keep the popularity, keep your name out there and people to know you and stuff like that. Because like I know I have this personal friend who always likes to be around us when things are going down, but he lives in a totally different town, and it's hard for him to get to like Manasquan where we're from and stuff like that. So every time we try to go to a party or something, he's always trying to ask, but like he's that one kid that, oh yeah, we've heard the name, but like I don't know if he's like who he is and stuff, so he's always kind of questionable of him, can he go to the party and stuff like that. So I find it's tough, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's completely different, I think, in some schools.
Yeah.
I guess when it comes to guys, though,
that's
I think
true.
It could
be... popularity between guys and girls are very different.
Yeah,
you being a girl, what is it that makes a girl popular
at CHS?
Yes, at CHS.
I mean, at CHS, I think it's more. It really it does come down to like who you associate yourselves with and like who's more different. And considering also, I think the amount of guys in our school is a big factor because there's so little guys and so many girls. So if you have friends that are guys, I think it makes you that much like cooler. Mm-hmm. Just because like wow, like I have friends that are guys. Like most people at school don't. Just because there's so many girls. So it's like, if you are friends with people that are, like, guys at our school, I think it puts you, like, on another level type of thing. And at other schools, it's like, everyone's friends with guys. Like, it's the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. It's not anything special.
That's true. I mean, with the guys, it's kind of just not really, like, who's more popular. Just, like, who does cooler things outside of school, I feel, is what makes you more popular in communications high school. Because, like, on Mondays and Tuesdays, you're coming in and you're like, oh, what'd you do on the weekend? Oh, I did this with, like, my other friends and stuff like that. Oh, wow, that's cool. While other people are like, oh, yeah, I just played video games or something. So I feel like boys, they kind of compare it to what they did rather than, like, who they are and who they hang out with. So it's kind of just, like, forcing yourself to try and do something cool or fun to try and up your friend that from communications to, like, one-up them and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, guys at communications, they're very outnumbered by girls. But I'm sad to say, like, guys always think, like, oh, since there's so many girls, I mean, it's not a lot of them are very attractive and stuff like that. So I feel like it's kind of tough being in communication where you're just stuck with the same small amount of people for the whole 4 years. And, like, you only get Design Academy for that one junior year and stuff like that. So I don't think being popular is, like, kind of important here, but still people try and carry it over from their hometown.
Yeah, they definitely do. And then also I remember freshman year, like, people tried to, like, reinvent themselves type of thing. And some people came, and they are a completely different person now than they were freshman year. Like, you thought that they were, like, this a completely different person because they put on this whole, like, facade of them being, like, really cool from their home high school, and they have all these friends and whatever. And then when you actually get to know them, they're not like that at all. Like, they're just the average person with, like, the average amount of friends. Did nothing special, really. Like, yeah, sure, they were smart. They got into school, obviously. But, I mean, they weren't going out partying in 8th grade, and that's what they put out that they were doing and, like, how they were so cool. And you actually get to know them after, like, sophomore year, and it's like, wow.
Exactly. Like, people come to communication like, all right, not that many people are going to know me. I can sound a lot cooler. I can be more popular in my, like, the way you see yourself. So I feel like people become fake and just start lying and, like, just making up stories just to, like, come off as, like, oh, yeah, I'll start off on top at communication instead of being, like, shy and all that where I was in my home not me, but, like, where, like, the person was at their home high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it just makes the popularity thing makes, like, people fake and just starts lying, not really... You'll have friends, but not really, like, your true friends that you develop if you were just honest and just be like, oh, yeah, I don't really care who's popular and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, like, regular kids, when they go to their home high school, they already know everybody, so they can't, like, recreate themselves. They're, like, basically with the same people they were in elementary school, unless, like, all the schools come together, but yeah, there's still the people there that have known you since, like, kindergarten. So it's not like you can reinvent yourselves, but coming here, you completely change everything about yourself. But I think that you can only put up that so long. Like, eventually, like, the truth comes out.
Yeah.
And so then, I don't know.
I mean, do you care that much about being popular? Like, what was your thoughts, like, growing up? I feel like you always go through that phase where, yeah, I want to be that popular kid. I want to do all that. I mean,
I think because I went to such a small school, I went to Seeger. There was only 18 kids in my grade. So we were all really good friends. There was not necessarily, like, the popular kids. Like, we didn't have that because there were so few of us and we were all best friends anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was definitely the people that we didn't like in our grade. But, I mean, there was nobody that was specifically popular. So I didn't really grow up with that. And coming here, I'm pretty sure, like, I've changed since freshman year, but I don't think that's because I came as a different person. Like, I was the same person I was in 8th grade as I was freshman year. I think I've just, like, changed over the years, but I think everyone changes in high school.
That's true.
So.
Wow, 18 people.
18.
That is small. God. I was going to say, I mean, even if you are popular Seeger, you still only have 18 friends in your grade. That's not, like, a lot.
I mean, how was it in Manasquan?
Yeah, like Manasquan, there were probably like mid-80s people in our grade, like eighth grade and stuff like that. And it was, we're like, oh yeah, you have your friend groups, but there's also, that was where more like the athletic people started coming out, and like that's kind of where they're more popular, because when you're in eighth grade, you'd always want to hang out with the high school kids and like look like them, hang out with them, be cool like them. So like it was more in eighth grade, it was more if you knew more people in high school that made you cooler than, since we lived, we went to school right across the street from Manasquan High School. Mm-hmm. So seeing them every day, like, oh wow, I'm going to be there next year. I got to start making friends now. So when I go over there, I'm not going to be lost or anything. I mean, even though I came to Communications High School, it was just like, oh yeah, I still want to make friends with the other high school. I mean, it helped that my sister was in high school, but she went to Allied, so it was kind of just like, mm-hmm. like no help for me. So, yeah. But I feel like a lot of people did try to know a lot of older kids to make them seem cooler and kind of know the ropes of high school before they do. But yeah, coming to Communications, I don't know, I felt like I was the same person, but I feel like I was kind of more outgoing because now, like, I know that I can start off fresh and stuff like that. I didn't want to just make something new of myself. I just a restart of who I am and stuff. So, mm-hmm. I mean, people like me here, I'm guessing. So,
yeah.
So, you know, it worked out.
Too bad.
Exactly. I mean, so, I mean, the popular girls and boys doesn't really matter here at Communications High School.
Yeah,
more
it's not
than
like a big
normal high schools.
Factor at our school.
Like, even at normal high schools, I don't even think it's that big of a deal because you'll still find your friend group in high school. There's that many people.
Yeah.
And movies like Mean Girls and all that, it's just way overplayed and dramatic just to make a movie.
Overplayed.
So, popular girls and boys is not really a big deal. Mm-hmm. Now, over to our other stereotype, the burnouts. People who just don't try at all, do drugs, or just lazy or whatever.
Pretend they don't care. Yeah, we definitely have that at CHS. There's a significant amount of people the big thing in our school is how they will be like, oh my god, like, I don't try at all, like, I'm so, like, I hate this school, like, blah, blah, blah. And then you go and look at their grades, and they have, like, hundreds in every class.
Exactly.
Like, you know, the thing is, at our school, there's kids that literally just don't have to try, and they get good grades anyway. But there are the kids that say, like, oh yeah, I don't try, and I guarantee you, they go home and they study for, like, 4 hours every night.
Exactly, they have to, like, people, that's, like, one of my pet peeves, like, oh yeah, I don't care about school, I'm gonna do anything. Meanwhile, like, the next day, you see them studying, like, cramming for a test, just trying to memorize everything, and you know that they were studying because they have note cards and stuff like that prepared. Mm-hmm. So obviously, like, we don't really have true burnouts out of school. Like, I feel like we have lazy smart kids.
Yeah.
Rather than at high school, at normal high schools, you'll have true burnouts, like, just wait, throw their life away, don't really care about anything, just mm-hmm. don't go to school, they just do whatever they want. Where at Communications, it's more like, all right, I guess I won't do that homework, but I'll make it up some other time or something like that. It's more just like, how lazy are you at Communications High School? Instead of just like, I'm just quitting and I'm not going to do anything at school.
Yeah, I don't think there's any true kids that truly don't care. I think if anything, they just put on this whole like facade, like they don't care. I mean, because I don't really think that anyone, I've never like met someone at our school that truly just did not care at all and like wouldn't try in anything. Like they did put some effort in, and they, like, even if they didn't try, they were one of those kids. There are those kids that just don't try and they get good grades no matter what they do. And that's not exactly burning out, because like that's not exactly being like a kid that doesn't try. Because they just naturally are that smart. So it's, like, a little different for them, I guess.
That's true. And plus, Communications is always, like, compared to all these other high schools and stuff like that because of how smart we are. So mm-hmm. I feel like they're pressured here to actually keep doing well, even though they'd rather just, like, some kids, I guess, could accept a B or a C and, like, not care about it. But, I mean, like, being around kids that get straight A's, like, throughout their 4 years and stuff like that, I feel like even though you don't want to try, you kind of have to just to keep up with them and stuff like that so you don't fall back. So, I mean, it's definitely a different atmosphere at Communications High School that causes less burnouts to come here.
I mean, if they truly didn't care, they probably would have left our school.
Exactly.
Like, I'm thinking of, like, the freshman class, they've had, like, 12 kids drop out. Those kids probably truly didn't want to go to our school. And there's no one in our school that truly doesn't, like, they really just, like, why am I here? I hate this place. I want to leave. Because if they did, they could.
Mm-hmm.
And if their parents are forcing them to stay, then, like, oh, well. But, I mean, I still think that there are those kids that, like,
I think everyone
cares a little.
If their parents are forcing them to stay anyway, like, they're kind of forced to do well in school. Because unless, like, it's like, oh, their strategy is to fail out of Communications High School. That's kind of stupid anyway. Because you can just always switch out, as you said. Whereas, like, Manasquan High School, I know there's a bunch of kids that just don't do anything in school. Where, like, and they don't try anything. But there are those smart kids at Manasquan High School that are just lazy. And they don't have to pressure the teachers and, like, being compared to other high schools with them, so they end up just falling behind, and just once they fall behind, they kind of just don't want to put the effort to catch up. So that's what causes burnouts. That's what I think. But I mean, like, I don't know.
I mean, like, another thing with burnouts is, like, the whole, like, drug thing. We don't have that at all. We don't have no drug problems at our school that anyone, like, that you would, anyone would, like, know of.
Yes.
Like, at Manasquan, there's been so many drug problems. They, like, are constantly getting kids drug tested and stuff like that. And we only just recently started getting drug tested, like, this year. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing that forever. And they've had, I mean, a lot of the issues they've had have revolved around, like, drugs and all the kids that have, like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if they keep having problems with all these kids that don't try and do anything, just obviously they're doing drugs or stuff, and they keep drug testing them, management's kind of putting a bad name on themselves. Like, they're kind of hurting themselves. I don't see why they keep doing that. I'm surprised that they started doing it to vocational schools like Mass and Communications High School, mm-hmm. because now they're just, I feel like they're just trying to drag in other people, trying to show that, oh, it's not just our high school, which obviously it isn't just your high school, but, I mean, you can make it less of a problem showing everyone that, oh, yeah, we have all these burnouts with not doing the drug test.
Yeah, I mean, and then the best is they, like, drug test people, and then the kids will fail, and they do nothing about it.
Exactly.
Like, they do absolutely nothing.
That's what I'm saying. They don't feel, like, the constant pressure, oh, you got to correct yourself or all that. Like, we're at Communications High School. Say a kid does get drug tested here and he fails, there's definitely going to be a lot of pressure on him from other teachers, students, friends, family, yeah. saying, all right, you got to correct yourself now, you got to learn from your mistake and all that. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's what prevents people from becoming burnouts at Communications High School, whereas, like, Massman High School, where, like, all you got to do is just go in front of the Board of Ed, explain why you failed it, and, like, you go back, like, 6 months later explaining, oh, how you became, like, a better person or something mm-hmm. like that, where you can definitely BS your way out of it and stuff like that. So I feel like there's no real challenge for people in Massman High School to stay in school and, like, do get good grades and stuff like that, unless they're athletes or something like that, where they have the coaches pushing them, but...
Yeah, I mean, at CHS, I think the penalty here is you get suspended. Like, it's really bad. If you fail a drug test here, I'm pretty sure that they... Because I got drug tested 2 weeks ago, and they read this whole thing to me, like, all the consequences. And it was a long list of all the things that would happen really? To me if I failed. There's a whole list. It's like...
What were
some of them? You get suspended, and then, like, they notify your home high school. You get kicked off the team. Like, if you did sports or whatever club or extracurricular activity you did. Kicked off of that. And then they consider, like, kicking you out of school. Like, they consider it. I mean,
they
like... Could,
but would they... Then, so pretty much you're forced to go to Massman if you were...
Yeah, exactly. And for a lot of kids, going to their home high school would be, like... Could, like, they would have... It's a completely different opportunity to come here. Like, it's so... Mm-hmm. such a good opportunity to come here and you'd be throwing it all away.
And it's free on top of that.
That's free, yeah. It's like going to a private school for free. So.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, it's tough, yeah. I mean, Communications High School is obviously different than a bunch of other high schools. And there's... probably one burnout that probably truly went through Communications High School, whereas there's like one in every class at Massman or something like that. So it's hard comparing them because Communications High School is just so different, and like the things they learn about too is just a lot different because we have like the design academy and like all the TV studio and all like that. So I feel like people come here with the ambition that they want to go to college, something like this, and here like, honestly, I have no clue. I have nothing to do with communications in college. I just want to do engineering. But I feel like a lot of people that come to communications want to do this, and they don't want to ruin their chances of like not doing it when they grow up. So I feel like people that come here don't want to mess it up. So they try their best. They don't do anything bad. Yeah. Therefore, less burnouts.
Yeah, I mean, most kids that come here want to be here. I mean, it's very rare the issue with this freshman class right now. I don't understand. I don't really get that. But I mean, like, usually, like, almost everyone here wants to be here for some reason.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the whole winter ball scandal and all that. Oh, and Mr. Gleason, he flat out said, I don't want to, like, I didn't want to get any cops involved or anything because he knows that a lot of people will regret whatever they did because mm-hmm. of all the things they have going for themselves coming to communications. And he obviously sees that. So I feel that they're encouraging you to do better, and they don't want to label you if you are doing bad. I mean, there's the PIP where, like, if you're failing, like, they'll give you that, and they'll give you a tutor to help you not fail. So, I mean, it's just, it's pretty much not wanted at Communications High School if you're failing and stuff like that. I'm surprised that there haven't really been kickouts or anything because it shows that a lot of people, everyone who goes here pretty much tries or is smart enough where they don't have to try and still get good grades.
Yeah, I don't understand. What kind of bothers me is how, like, at every other school, they have, like, problems with alcohol at every single dance. And the way the teachers reacted to that, they were so completely shocked about the whole, like, alcohol use of the dance. But that happens in every other high school, and, like, teachers kind of, like, brush it off, like, oh, well, that happens.
Exactly. I mean, like...
They were so just, like, oh, my God, how could this ever happen? Like, this has never happened before. It's been going on. Like, it's not like it's, like, something that's
I know.
New.
It's just finally they realized. I mean, they have to realize, even though they go to communications high school, they're still normal people. They're still going to do stupid things at times and stuff like that. But they, I feel like we can control it more because we have more going for ourselves. But, I mean, yeah, the way the teachers reacted was kind of iffy on my part. I mean, like, they you can't really expect it, but, like, you can't be too shocked. I mean, it's high school. They grew up in high school, like, 60s, 70s. They knew what was going on back then. Like, hearing stories from my dad, it kind of just seems like, wow. Exactly. It's kind of cool, but kind of scary at the same time, how they got away with certain things. So, when I'm out of school, and it's just like, oh, yeah, if you fail your drug test, just make it up. You'll be fine. Or, like, if you get caught with alcohol, some parents just, all right, yeah, you're fine. You won't get that bad and stuff like that. So,
yeah, definitely different. And the Browns are definitely different than Mass One and CHS.
Yes, very different.
Our whole school is nerds.
Exactly.
Everyone is nerds.
Literally, everyone just fits into that category.
Everyone. I mean, even, like, the popular kids, like, the normal kids, they have to be a nerd because they got in
They got in here, exactly. Like, they had to be smart to get in, to out, like, score other people that are applying.
Yeah.
I mean, nerds is always, like, the funny one portrayed in, like, movies and stuff, like, wearing glasses, high-pitched voice, suspenders, and, like, all that, where at normal high schools, there are those kids, but not necessarily they look like that or stuff, but there are all those kids that, like, some of them don't even have social lives. They just do their work and just don't see friends or anything.
Yeah, I mean, I know at Manasquan, like, the nerd is literally the kid with, like, the glasses and, like, the suspenders, but at our school, everyone's a nerd. There are some people that are, like, you would have no idea they're smart. Like, they look like the dumbest person you've ever met, and they talk like a complete idiot, and they are geniuses.
Exactly.
Like, you just don't understand. Like, they just, ugh.
That's what like, you definitely, you underestimate nerds and geeks. I mean, just a lot of people do it by how they look and stuff like that, where it's not really like that. It's, I guess, majority of when, like, back then in, like, the 90s and stuff growing up, that's what they look like, but nowadays, it's like, oh, this kid could, like, look really attractive and, like, oh, yeah, or she's a blonde and she's not that smart or something. Where, like, they are actually really smart. They just act like it. Some people act dumb just to get attention, which bothers me. That's a whole different story. But, but yeah, nerds and geeks, I feel like everyone at communications is, and there's no judging whatsoever.
There really isn't. I mean, like, no, there really is no judging. There's no, like, when people call you a nerd here, it's like, really? Well, so are you. Because everyone's here.
Everyone pretty much could fit under that category.
Yeah, everyone fits under that category. I mean, I know when I go home and, like, some of my friends will be like, oh, yeah, you're the nerd, you go to the smart school. It's like, okay, well, I mean, they don't, like, they've never treated me like a nerd, though, because I'm not the typical nerd. I don't think any of us are a typical nerd. There are definitely the typical nerds at CHS. There are definitely the typical nerds.
There are definitely different types of nerds at our school. But, like, as a general category or stereotype, everyone fits under there. But, yeah, there's always those people that play on their DSs and, like, Game Boys and computers during school and stuff like that. There's the nerds that are into computer programming and Java and stuff like that, like, some kids. And other kids are, like, they're not necessarily nerds. Like, they're still, like, the quote-unquote jocks and stuff like that, where they're athletic and stuff like that, but they're still smart and they're good really at school. Smart. So even though they're not really obsessed with it, they still are technically nerds in my mind because they're good at school. I mean, nerd kind of became a derogatory thing where, I guess it is, but, like in eighth grade growing up, it's, like, I wasn't necessarily called a nerd, but, like, I was smart and stuff like that. But there were obviously all these, like, really smart people in my school that just didn't want to apply here. And since I apply here, now everyone, like, puts me on a whole nother level. They're like, oh, what school do you go to? I'm like, oh, communication. They're like, oh, wow, you must be smart. I'm like, well, yeah, but I mean, like, I'm just, like, it's not obviously, like, intelligent, brilliant, genius that I am.
Yeah.
It's just,
exactly. I mean, I remember last year we took the PSATs. Another thing about, like, how they're not, like, typical nerds. One girl that got, I think she had the highest score on the PSATs. She's a model. Like, she goes in models. She got, like, a, she cracked, like, 2,000 on the PSATs or whatever it is, whatever she cracked. And it was, like, ridiculous. And, like, you wouldn't think that, like, a model would be getting, like...
Where was this?
This is here.
The communications?
Yes.
We have a model in communications?
Yes, in our grade.
But, yeah, exactly. Like, it's
like I mean, but she does... She can be seen as a typical nerd, but then, like... She can also not be seen as a typical nerd.
The double life that you never know.
And she got, like, a really good score on her PSATs. Like, one of the best scores.
Exactly.
So it was really strange.
But, yeah, in high schools and movies, they're always overplayed. I mean, Manasquan, you always have those nerds that just don't show up to any, like, outside sports events or parties or anything. But, like, they'll have their own little friend group, as we said before, how, like, they'll just fit in with the other nerds and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not like it's a bad thing to be a nerd. But I feel like more people are passionate about it at Communications High School than any other school.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, the dumb kids at CHS, like, if there are, there are some kids that, like, maybe aren't the brightest, but, I mean, I think that they almost get made fun of more than, like, the smart kids, because it's like, how could you come to the school and be, like, stupid?
Exactly. It's dumb. Exactly. It's, like, reverse kind of, it's, like, the reverse nerd at Communications High School.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where, like, if you're not as smart, people judge you more. Whereas, like, back in normal high schools, if you're really smart and you're constantly getting grades, like, they'll judge you a lot, like, oh, wow, how do you do that? You're such a geek or something like that. Whereas, yeah, communication's like, oh, you're so dumb. Where it's probably just, like, an 85 on, like, a test. Where it,
yeah, exactly.
Back at a home high school, that would probably be, like, a 92 or something like that. So it's just, it's funny how it switches at Communications High School and how it's so different.
Yeah, like, my friends will tell me about their grades, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, like, I got, like an 80 on a test, and, like, yay, I'm so happy, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Exactly,
like,
in
my school,
yeah.
If I got an 80 on a test, first of all, I'd be made fun of, everyone would think I was dumb, and my parents would kill me. Like, I don't know.
But also, I get the fear where, like, since we're at Communications High School, everyone's supposed to be so smart, where a lot of people, they don't try to get the attention of getting bad grades, but, like, they like to show that they're not as, like, geeky and nerdy mm-hmm. as everyone in school. Like, if they were to get, like, a 70 or 80, like, oh, wow, I got an 80, and they'll laugh about it and stuff like yeah. that, trying to get other people to hear it and be like, oh, yeah, you're not as smart, you're still normal. And I feel like if you get somewhat bad grades here, people are like, oh, all right, they're normal, and they're, like, they're not a geek and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of, like, reverse where you're not trying to get bad grades, but, like, if it happens, you're like, oh, yeah, you'll show other people.
And also, like, nobody really knows, like, who's the best in our grade, because we don't, like, rank any of the, we don't
exactly.
have, like, a
there's
whole,
no ranks. Yeah.
There's no ranks for our school, mm-hmm. but at other schools, they have that, so they know who the number one kid in the grade is, they know who, like, the number 100 is, they know who the worst kid is and who the best kid is, in our
exactly.
school, we don't have that at all, because they consider us all on the same level, because
exactly.
we're all
uh-huh.
smart
yeah.
kids, or whatever.
Majority of us
yeah.
are smart.
Majority
of us. We have some people, but yeah, Madison, I know, like, the past few years, where, like, the top 10 list has come out for the people of each grade, and I know, like, probably half of them are involved in a lot of sports and stuff like that. So it's not just like, oh, if you play a sport, you're the dumb, or like if you're really smart, you must have no social life or something. You can still balance it out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been playing tennis since freshman year and, like, my whole life, and I've managed to balance both, like, sports and school and still have, like, a social life. So I think it is possible to balance both.
That's true. So, yeah. So the rap is pretty much nerds. Everyone's a nerd at Communications High School, and it doesn't really matter. And it's just overplayed in movies. Normal high schools, they have nerds, but it's not like they're geeks or, like, annoying or ugly or anything. People can still be fine, socialize, and be nerds. So that's going to wrap it up. I mean, we covered some good stereotypes about some normal high schools, talked about some communication high school, how it's totally different. What's your last thoughts on that stereotypes?
I guess that they are definitely overplayed in movies, like you said before. And CHS is definitely different because the majority of the kids at our school don't fit into certain stereotypes. Like, we don't have all the stereotypes at our school, or we have them just in different ways than normal high schools do.
That's true. Every school has different stereotypes. So as a challenge to the audience, I just want you guys can call us in, you know, tell us about your stories, about stereotypes. They're like 732-555-5555. Let us know about any stories you got. I like to hear them. And, you know, just give us a shout-out. So, thanks for listening. It's been Fact or Fiction, Stereotype Edition. I'm Mugsy Thompson.
I'm Abby Duddy.
Thank you, and have a great day, everyone.
Fact or Fiction.